Today's daf is Menachis Daf Kuf Gimel, and we will begin from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Beis on the day. Zok the Mishnah. Oimer Harei Olai B'Machavas. If somebody makes a neder that he's going to bring a carbon mincha, but rather than simply saying Harei Olai Mincha, he specified in the bitoy of his neder what type of mincha he's going to bring. He said, Harei Olai Minchas Machavas V'Hevi B'Marcheshes, and he fulfilled his neder, he brought a mincha, but rather than bringing a Minchas Machavas, he brought a Minchas Marcheshes, which is not the same type of mincha. B'Marcheshes, if he said Harei Olai Minchas Marcheshes V'Hevi B'Machavas, and he brought instead of Minchas Machavas, V'Aloch is Mashahevi Hevi, the mincha that he brought is a kosher mincha, meaning the Kohanim can do the avoido with this carbon mincha, but at the same time, he didn't fulfill his neder. Because at the end of the day, his neder was Harei Olai Machvas or Harei Olai Marcheshes. And even though he brought a kosher mincha, but being that he stipulated that he was going to bring a specific type of mincha, the only way he can fulfill his neder is if he brings that specific type of mincha. This Mishnah is another example of where we bring a carbon despite the fact that the purpose of the carbon is not being accomplished. Exhibit A for that is the first Mishnah and say they're kachim. If somebody brings a carbon, the kayhanim did the avoida shaloi lishma, with the exception of a few different types of karbonas, the halach is kosher, but v'loyalu l'baylum l'shem chayva. So essentially, that's what the Mishnah is saying. The carbon itself is kosher, masha hevi hevi, but it's loyalu l'baylum l'shem chayva, meaning v'yedei chayvas l'yotza. Zula havi b'machvas. What would be if somebody went to his pantry, he has flour in his pantry, and he says, this right here, I'm going to bring this as a carbon mincha, and specifically a minchas machvas, and then instead of putting it in the keli that's mekadesh the machvas, he put it into the keli that's mekadesh the marcheshes, there it's going to be possible. The difference is that over here he specified the ingredients of the mincha and said, Zu, I want this to bring for the machvas, this to be for the marcheshes. Here the halach is not masha hevi hevi and only videi chavasa layatzol. But here the entire mincha is going to be pasul. Another example of this halach. So we know that the minimum shir soilus you have to have in a carbon mincha is an isarim. So what would be if somebody takes upon himself to bring two isroinos? Now, a mincha with two esroinis can mean one of two things. It could either be two menachos, each mincha consisting of an isarim, or it could be a larger mincha. Because although the minimum share of a mincha is an isarim, but you can be moisif on the shear as well, up to 60 esroinis, as we'll see in the latter part of the daf. So in this case, the person said, Harei Olai Shnei Esroinis, and he said that he wants it to be Bekli Echad. In other words, it should be one large mincha made up of two esroinis. Maybe Bishnei Kehilim, and he brought two esroinis, like he said, but instead of it being Bekli Echad, he brought it to two Kehilim. So it wasn't one big mincha that he brought, he rather brought two smaller menachas. Bishnei Kehilim, or the reverse, he said that he's going to bring two esroinis and two Kehilim, maybe Bekli Echad, and instead he brought it one Kehili, Masha. If he went to the Esroinois and said Elu, like in the first case of the Mishnah, he said Zu. Over here he said Elu, it's Lashon Rabbim, because it's two things, it's two Esroinois. And he said, with regards to the Elu, that he's going to bring them Bekli Echad, instead he brought B'Shnei Kelim, B'Shnei Kelim, Behevi Bekli Echad, Harei Elu Psulim, here the halach is going to be that it is possible. So again, the distinction between speaking more generally, Harei Olai, versus Harei Zu, or Harei Elu. Harei Olai, Shnei Esroinis, Lavi Bekli Echad, if a person said he's going to bring two Esroinis, Bekli Echad, Behevi B'Shnei Kelim, and he brought B'Shnei Kelim. So he's doing it the wrong way. Amrulai, they told him, Bekli Echad Nadarta. So it would be if there were onlookers, and these people said, you know, you realize you said that you're going to bring up a Kli Echad. You're bringing up a Shnei Kelim. It's wrong. So, is it kosher or pasul? Depends on his reaction. Ikrivim b'Shnei Kelim, if he continues to do it b'Shnei Kelim, so the halach is psulim. The reason it's pasul is because he said, Harei Olai Shnei Esroinois Lehevi b'Kli Echad. We're assuming he said Elu, and now he's bringing it b'shnei kelim. The halach is it's going to be pasul. B'kli echad, if he returns it to kli echad, there the halach is going to be that it's kosher. And there's a little bit of a chiddush over here. Because even though he was already heavy b'shnei kelim, which means he put it into two klisharis, and we know the halach is that klisharis is mekadesh, and even when it can't be mekadesh li kariv, it could usually be mekadesh li pasul. So l'churis say that once you put it into the shnei kelim, it's not possible to take it out of the shnei kelim and put it into the Li Echad, which is what the person said he was going to do. Over here, it's okay. The reason is because we assume that he made a mistake. Being that he responded to what the person or what the people told him, by undoing what he did, it would seem to suggest that when he put the mincha into the klisharis, he did it in error. He made a mistake, and even though klisharis is mekadesh, but it's only mekadesh midas. It's not mekadesh shaloi midas. It's not mekadesh if it was done with a tois, and it's for that reason you can undo what you did. It's going to be kosher. Re'elai shnei yisrael nois lavi b'shnei kelim. A similar case, if somebody took upon himself to bring to yisrael nois, and he said elu, and he said it should be b'shnei kelim. Heavy b'kli yachod, and he brought it b'kli yachod. Amar lo, they told him b'shnei kelim, no darta. They said, you realize you're making a mistake. So they krivim b'shnei kelim. So if he goes now, and he's makriv b'shnei kelim, ksherim, it's going to be kosher. And again, even though he already brought it in a kli echad, he could take it out of the kli echad, put it into the shnei kelim. I didn't already get kedusha as part of this kli echad. It was niskadish, so to speak, as a larger mincha. How could you now go back and break it into two menachas? Because it's clear that he made a mistake from his reaction. So even though he put it into a kli sharis, there was an element of ta'os, an element of shalei midas, and the kli sharis is not mekadish in that case. Nasnu the kli echad. If, however, he kept it in the kli echad, the halachis gishtei menachas, it's going to be possible. We look at it as two independent menachas, because he said, so even though it's in Kli Echad now, right now it looks like one larger mincha, but being that his neder was two smaller menachas, we look at it as if you have two menachas in one keli that were nesarif, and you have to refer to the halachas in Shulchan Aruch earlier in the Masechta that discuss exactly how you treat that. Either way, so the Mishnah had discussed two halachis. One halach is where someone took upon himself to bring a minchas machvas, and he brought a marcheshes. Marcheshes, he brought a machvas. In the other case, somebody took upon himself to bring a larger mincha consisting of two esroinos, and instead he brought two smaller menachos consisting of one esroin respectively, or in the vice versa. In both cases, from a big picture perspective, he fulfilled his nether. But in terms of the specifications, he didn't fulfill his neder. He said a re'elai mincha. He brought a mincha. Problem is, he said machvas. He brought a marcheshes. He said marcheshes. He brought a machvas. In the second case, he said he was going to bring a mincha consisting of two esroinus. He brought a mincha consisting of two esroinus. The question is it one mincha of two esroinus, or is it two menachas of two esroinus? What was the halacha? If he just said hare'elai, then the halacha is masha hevi hevi videi chayvasi layotza. If he said hare'zu or hare'elu, then the halacha is going to be pasul. So referring to the ratio of both cases, where he just said Harei Olai, the halacha is in either case machvas marcheshes, two kelim, one keli, mashe hevi hevi. Zok the Gemara b'tzricha. The Mishnah had to tell me this halacha, the ratio in both of the tziyurim. The Ashmin and Hachka Maisa, had we only had the first case, I would think Mishum Dome b'machvas, v'kam Maisi b'marcheshes. Aval hochad idi b'idi b'machvas, v'idi b'marcheshes, emi yidei nidri namayot. Had I only had the halacha in the case of machvas and in the case of the kamaisa machvas and marcheshes, I would have thought it's only there that he didn't fulfill his neder because he didn't bring the right type of mincha. But in the second case where he brought the right type of mincha, he just made a mistake in terms of one keli, two kelim, in terms of the shear of the mincha, but he brought the right type of mincha. Maybe there he even yoytzi a net. Yes, and we only had the second case, the case of the one keli versus the two kelim. I would think mishum the kapalaglu because the shear is off. Aval hasam, but in the reish play palagble where the shear is fine. It's just a question: did you prepare it in the machvas way? Did you prepare it in the marcheshes way? Emalai tzricha. Therefore, the Mishnah, just to make it very, very clear, said that in both cases the halach is mashahevi hevi videi chayvasi layotz. Tana rabbanu mashahevi hevi. Shimon says, no, you can fulfill even your neder. And if this Shitas Reb Shimon sounds familiar, it's because we had it at the very beginning of the Masechta. Maseres Hashas says, so when the Gemara was discussing Reb Shimon Shita regarding a mincha shalai l'shma, that's the first sugya Masechtas Menachis. So, toich dvarav of that sugya, the Gemara over there mentioned this Shitas Reb Shimon. Either way, the Mishnah continued and said, zu lahavi b'machvas, that if he said zu, then already the halacha is that harezu psula, it's going to be possible. So if someone said harezu, he wants these ingredients to be a minchas machvas, he put it into a keli of a marcheshes, so now it's not mashahevi hevi anymore. Over here, the halacha is harezu psula. Afraid the Gemara Batani, we learned in a braisa, like kitchen klisharis. Psula suggests that there's nothing you can do with these ingredients. There's nothing you can do with this mincha. Afraid the Gemara, there's a braisa that says that if you say harezu b'machvas and then you put it into a keli of marcheshes, the marcheshes is not even mekadeshet. Not mekadeshet means it's not possible. You could undo it. Possible suggests nothing you could do. It's treated now as kachem psulim. What do you do with kachem psulim? It goes the base hasreifa, nikmitza balayla, nimlika balayla, nishchata balayla. Right? That's what you do with kachem psulim. Why is it possible? If the klisharis wasn't mekadesh it because you put it into the wrong type of keli, then it should be kosher. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, "Loi kitchem li karev, avol kitchem li pasa." When the Braisa says "loi kitchem klisharis," it just means with regards to you being able to be makrivit harezu psula, but not psula in the sense that you can't undo it. Either way, Amar Abaya. Abaya said, "Loi shanu elo shekavon b'shas neder." This halacha of the Mishnah is true, meaning where if somebody says harei alai b'machvas harei. That's only true if he stipulated the word machvas or marcheshes or one keli or two kelim at the time that he made the neder. What would be if a person said arei mincha? Now he's coming to be machvas to mincha a week later, and now at the time of that frosh he says I want it to be a machvas, I want it to be a marcheshes. Then this whole halach in the Mishnah doesn't apply, and the reason is kasher no darto v'loy kasher hafrashto. The obligation to fulfill exactly what you said is the pasuk in the Torah that says you have to fulfill your neder. And the Lashon HaPasuk is Moitzos Vasecha Tishmar Vasiso Kasha Nadarto. And we learn from there that anything you said at the time that you made your neder is kasher nodarta that you have to fulfill. But this wasn't kasher nodarta. This was kasher hefrashto. Kasher nodarta, but like kasher hefrash. It manam yomer bach, rab chanino, amr ba'asi, yomer b'yoichanam. Loi shon olo shakovim b'shas neder. Avo b'shas hafrash loi, kasher nodarta, but like kasher hefrash. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, oim ha'rei olai mincha b'nasa oirim. If somebody says, I want to bring a carbon mincha, but he says, I want the mincha to be b'nasa oirim. So the halach is, yovi minachit. He has to bring a carbon mincha, but the mincha has to be minachit. So we know that most minachos were brought minachit, not when hasa'irim. There were two exceptions to the rule. One was the minchas oimer, which was a carbon sibur that was brought minasa'irim. The other one was the minchas kanois, which was the mincha that the suffix soita used to bring. That was a minchas yachid. It was also brought minasa'irim. But with the exception of the minchas oimer and the minchas kanois, all other minachas were brought minachitin. Certainly, if somebody takes upon himself a minchas nedava, he says harei olai mincha, it has to be brought minachitin. So this person that said harei olai mincha minasa'irim is toya bedvar mishnah. He's toya in a Torah Shabbat Ksav. He's making a terrible, terrible mistake. There's no such thing as bringing a minchas nedava min hasa'irim. So the question is, if he said arei olai mincha min hasa'irim, how do you look at this? Do you say what he said is just a ridiculous statement? There's no such thing as bringing a mincha min hasa'irim, and as a result, he's not going to be obligated to do anything. Or do you say no? He clearly wants to bring a carbon mincha. So even though he said arei olai mincha min hasa'irim, bring a mincha, bring it the way it's supposed to be brought. Says the Mishnah, the halacha is yavi menachitin. He brings a carbon mincha because he said arei olai mincha. The fact that he said menasa oirin is neither here nor there. He's obligated to bring a minchas chit. Obviously, the Gemara is going to explain why this is the halacha kemach. What if he says, I want to bring a carbon mincha, it should be kemach, meaning ordinary flour, yavi seilas. No, it has to be fine flour. But loy shem b'lay levayna. Somebody says, I want to bring a carbon mincha, but there should be no shem in the levayna. Being that a minchas nedava has shemen in a levayna, so he can't bring the mincha without it. So what does he do? Yavi shemen levayna. He brings a proper mincha. Chatzi yisorin. A minchas has to have a minimum of an isarin. Yavi isarin shalim. He brings the proper share. Isarin umechza. No such thing. So you can bring two isarinis, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, but one and a half doesn't exist. Yavi shnai. You're going to bring two. Shimon Paiter. Rav Shimon says you're potter in all these cases. Shalai hisnadev kiderech hamisnadvin. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what shitas Rav Shimon is. But either way, the theme of the Mishnah is that if somebody makes a neder to bring a karbon mincha, and he gets specific as far as how exactly he wants to bring the karbon mincha. So in the previous Mishnah, he was specific, but what he said was okay. He said, I want to bring a mincha. Minchas machvas. Okay, minchas nedava is ba machvas. There's four types of minchas nedavas. One of them is ba machvas. He said, I want to bring a mincha that should be made up of shnei esroinus. Okay, it's very nice. Even though he doesn't have to bring it with two esroinus, but kolamar ba reza meshuvach, tavay olav bracha. It's a beautiful thing. So the stipulation that he made, despite the fact that it was not necessary, but at the same time, it's okay. It's oisgehalten. In our Mishnah, he stipulated a specific type of mincha, but he made a terrible mistake. He said, I want the mincha to be minasayrim when it has to be chitin. It should be kemach as opposed to soilus. No shem and no levin. The halach in all the case of the Mishnah is that you're obligated to bring a kosher mincha. Frek the Gemara, amai, nederu pischa yimoy. And we had this Gemara recently, the il daf pei alav amid beis. This is really a shas Gemara. Why don't we say that when the person said, arei olai mincha minasayrim, and then the words menasa oirin is his way of being chayzer toich kedei dibur from the Kabbalah of Harei Olai Mincha. Meaning, he said Harei Olai Mincha, and then he said something silly. He said Menasa Oirim. So the Gemara argues, wouldn't it be reasonable to assume that this person said Harei Olai Mincha, and then he realized, oops, I really don't want to bring a Karban Mincha. How do I get out of it? So this halacha, you could be chayzer from a neder toich kedei dibur. So his way of being chayzer toich kedei dibur was by saying, oh, Menasa Oirim. Oh, now it doesn't mean anything. So Mehecha Tesi, he's obligated to bring a Karban Mincha. The only way he's obligated to bring a Karban Mincha if we assume his kavana is to be Mekabel Mincha. Why don't we say the words Minhasa Oirim are his ways of showing that even though he had intended for a moment to bring a Karban Mincha, but within the statute of limitations that he has to be chayzer, it's a very short period of time, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umayri, but within that period of time, he quickly said, Menasa Oirim, so maybe he shouldn't be chayv at all. And the Gemara is going to give two terutzim to this kasha, Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan respectively. Omar Chizkiya, Homani Beshamahi, the Tanah, the Mishnah is Beshamah, huge chiddush, Beshamah, Bemokim, Besol, Eino Mishnahi, to make a Stam Mishnah Beshamah, but says Chizkiya, that's the only way I understand this Mishnah. The Mishnah is going according to Beshamah, the Amri Tofas Lashav Rishon, who says that whenever you have this type of situation, the way we look at the second thing he said is not a chazara of the first thing he said, but rather we just look at the first thing he said, and that's what dictates the halacha. The Tanan, who's this Beis Shammai? Really knows Menagregus Menadavela. If somebody says, I want to be a Nazar, but then he says, Menagregus Menadavela, I'm not going to eat figs, I'm not going to eat dates. A Nazar is allowed to eat Gregus and the Vela. He's not allowed to eat grapes, not allowed to drink wine. Beis Shammai says, Nazar. Beis Shammai says that even though, if you look at the statement that he made in its entirety, it's a silly statement. Hareini Nazar mena Gregus mena de Vela. At the same time, the way we assess it is, it's if he said, Hareini Nazar mena Gregus mena de Vela, I don't care about. Toughest Lashon Rishon. The first thing that he said, Basil says, Eini Nazar. Why does Basil say, Eini Nazar? Because although he said, Hareini Nazar, when he said, mena Gregus mena de Vela, that's Nidrai Upischayimai. We look at it as in being chayzer from his Hareini Nazar Toich Kedei Dibur, which is something that he's allowed to do, and it's for that reason he's not a Nazar. So our Mishnah, which is a perfect parallel to this Mishnah, this Machloikit B'Shamay Yisrael says Chizkiya is clearly going to B'Shamay. Just like B'Shamay says Hareini Nazar Min HaGregus Min HaDeveilo, we don't look at Min HaGregus Min HaDeveilo as Chazor of Hareini Nazar Toich Kedei Dibur, but rather we say Tofes Lashon Rishon, we focus on Hareini Nazar, and we disregard what he said afterwards. When he said Menagregus Menadavela, same will be true in our Mishnah. Harei Olai Mincha Menasa Oirin, we focus on Harei Olai Mincha, Tafas Lashon Rishon, and we don't say that when he said Menasa Oirin, it's Chazor Toich Dei Dibur. But Enochinami, according to Beis Hillel, who holds that Harei Nazar Menagregus Menadavela Ein Nazar, because we're not Tafas Lashon Rishon, we have to look at everything he said, and we say that Menagregus Menadavela is his way of being Chazor Toich Dei Dibur from Harei Nazar, so too in our Mishnah. When he said Menasa Oirin, we assume it's this person's way of being Chazor from what he meant when he said Harei Olai Mincha. That's Chizkiya's pshat. Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Rabbi Yechanan says no. To say that the Mishnah is going according to Beis Shammai is a very big doichik. Grab that filotem Beis Hillel, the Mishnah is going according to Beis Hillel. But you have to add some language to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about where the person said, after he said, Arei Olai Mincha Menasa Oirin, he said, Ilu Yisi Yodeh She'ein Noidrin Kach, Lo Yisi Noidrin Kach, Elo Kach. I mean, the reason he said, Rei Olai Mincha Menasa Oirin, because he actually thought you could bring a carbon Mincha Menasa Oirin. He was a Toya in Torah Shavik Zahav because he really didn't know the Torah Shavik Zahav. He thought you could bring Menasa Oirin. Now, the reality is he can't bring Menasa Oirin. But he clearly said that had I known, meaning he's saying that I had das to bring the carbon Mincha, not only Menasa Oirin. I didn't mean to be Chayzer. I wanted to bring a Mincha. I said Menasa Oirin not because that's my Pischa Ima, that's my way of getting at it as Toya Kedei Dibur. It's because that's what I thought you could do. Oh, you can't do that? But my das was never to be Chayzer. My das was to say Rei Olai Mincha. In that case, Beisil is going to be made. When Beisil says, Hareini Nazar mena Gregus mena Develo, Eino Nazar, that's because he said that he meant to be Chayzer. So Beisil says, you don't say Tafas Lashon Rishon. We assume that he was Chayzer. That's what he said. We believe him. We take him for his word. And that's what Talach is. But here he clearly said not that way. He said, and therefore the Talach is, even according to Beisil, Yavi Menachit. I'm a Chizkiya. Chizkiya said. Now the Gemara is going to say that at first glance, there would seem to be an obvious nafkamina between Beis Chizkiya's pshat in the Mishnah and Rabbi Yechon's pshat in the Mishnah. What would be if the person said, Harei Olai Mincha Min Ha'adashim? I want to bring a carbon mincha, but I want it to be from lentils. So in that case, where he said Min Ha'adashim, L'chura, according to Chizkiya, that's a pshat in the Mishnah of Harei Olai Mincha Menasa Oirim, the reason he has to bring a carbon mincha is because Tafas Lashon Rishon. So you have the same Tafas Lashon Rishon. What's the difference if he said Menasa Oirin and we disregard it, or if he said Menah Adashim? we disregard it. But according to Beis Hillel, that the reason we, or according to Rabbi Yoich, who explained the Mishnah according to Beis Hillel, and the reason I realize Mincha Menas Ha'Oirin, Yavi Menachitin, is because we believe the person when he said that he made a mistake. Oh, I thought I could bring a carbon Mincha Menas Ha'Oirin. Okay, it's reasonable to say that the person made a mistake and he thought you could bring a Mincha Menas Ha'Oirin. Chitin, Sa'Oirin, there are even Menachas that are brought Menas Ha'Oirin. The Mincha Sa'Oirin, the Mincha Sa'Oirin. But Menadashin, everybody knows you can't bring a Mincha Menadashin. So the Chura, it doesn't seem so believable when the person says, Ilu Hayisi Oideyash, E Noidrin Kach, Loyisi Noidrin Kach, Elokach. So the Chura, we shouldn't believe the person. And being that Beis Hillel doesn't hold of Tafis Lashon Rishon, the halacha is he shouldn't be obligated to bring a carbon mincha. So the Chura, a nafgemina between Chizkiyah's Pshat and the Mishnah and Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat and the Mishnah is when the Mishnah says, Harealai mincha minasa oirin. Is minasa oirin dafka? What would be if it was minahadashim? You would think that according to Chizkiyah's Pshat, the halacha of the Mishnah would still be true. According to Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat, the halacha of the Mishnah would not be true. Stating that, the Gemara is going to bring that Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan both commented on what the halacha would be if he said, Harealai mincha minahadashim, and they both said hepach, what you would think they would have said. Zok the Gemara. Amar Chizkiyah. Lo yishanu elad amar mincha menasayim. The halacha of the Mishnah is only true if he said mincha menasayim. I would love it. Mincha menadashim. Loi. But if he said menadashim, fake the Gemara mech. Chizkiyah. Command amar l'shmaitim. How did Chizkiyah explain the Mishnah? Kibay shamay. Who holds tafas lashon rishon? Who bay shamay mishum tafas lashon rishon? Mali menasayim. Mali menadashim. Right? It's just the opposite from the svara that we just spoke at. According to Bay Shamay, it should make no difference if he said menasayim menadashim. So the Gemara says, Hoder bay. You have to say Chizkiyah was chayzer. Well, so after this whole shitas Chizkiyah, who explained the Mishnah, Toichik way, according to Beis Shammai, you have to say it was Chayzer, because if he maintained his position that the Mishnah is Beis Shammai, Tafas Lashon Rishon, there would be no difference between Soyer and Adash. Says the Gemara, my time ahead of me, why was Chizkiyah Chayzer? Amar Rav, Amas Lisek HaShisei, because the Mishnah bothered him. This day, my ear, you're the Tani, Mincha Menas Ha'Oirim. Why did the Mishnah say, Hare, Olai, Mincha Menas Ha'Oirim, Listi Min Adashim? The Mishnah should have said a bigger Chiddush. If the Mishnah is going according to Beis Shammai, Tafas Lashon Rishon, that say, even if the person said, Hare, Olai, Mincha Menas Ha'Oirim, which is something that really makes no sense, still that loch is going to be true. Elosh ma mina Chizkiyah thought, I'll speed Pshat of the Mishnah is not Beis Shammai. Pshat is not Tafas Lashon Rishon. Rather, Pshat of the Mishnah is Mishum de Toyu. It's because he's making a mistake. Besoirim toy, Badashim loy toy. Pshat must be like Rabbi Yechim explained, it's going according to Beis Hillel, where the person said, Ilu Yisi Idea, meaning I only made a mistake, and therefore the Mishnah gave a case where it's believable to assume that the person made a mistake. Rabbi Yechim says, I feel a tevim and Adashim. No, could be the Mishnah's going even. Meaning, even though the Mishnah said a real life mincha menas ha'orim, so'orim is lav dafka. It would be true, even Adash. Frank to Gemara, the opposite question. Mech, Rabbi Yechon, command of the Shmaitik Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yechon learned Pshat in the Mishnah like Beis Hillel. And the reason that Loche is that he's chayef to bring a mincha menachitin is because we assume that he made a mistake. Made a mistake by Adashim? Right, Bishleim Besoirim. Nishum de Toyu. Besoirim Toyu, Adashim Loi Toyu. What kind of mistake? How could the person have thought you could bring a carbon mincha and Adashim? So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, Rabbi Yechonon, who explained the Mishnah according to Beis Hillel, he holds that Sa'irim is dafka. So what then did Rabbi Yochanan mean when Rabbi Yochanan said afilu min adashim? He wasn't saying what he himself holds, Pshat in the Mishnah is. He was going with Dvar of the Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah had originally explained the Mishnah according to Beis Shammai because of Tafas Lashon Rishon. And then Chizkiyah was chayzer because Chizkiyah was bothered with a kasha. If Pshat in the Mishnah is Tafas Lashon Rishon, then why did the Mishnah say Sa'irim? The Mishnah should have said adashim. He said, must be Pshat is like Beis Hillel. So it's that chazara of Chizkiyah that Rabbi Yochanan is addressing. He told him, at my time, Mahadris Bach, why were you chayzer Mishum Delekitan ben Adashim? Because you were bothered. Why the Mishnah say you're siren? The Mishnah should have said Adashim. Says the Gemara, no. Don't let me buy your kamar. Loi, me buy your Adashim. Could be the reason the Mishnah mentioned siren, because siren is actually a bigger chiddush. Not only Adashim, Dikilameh Mahadar, Huda Hadar Bey, by Adashim, it's pretty obvious that the person means to be chayzer. Why else is he saying what he's saying? V'tafas lashon rishon el afilu min asoirim nami, even min soirim t'iklam eim amitu d'katoi. It's very likely to assume the person made a mistake. Afilu hachi, even then tafas lashon rishon. So there's also a svara to say, in other words, Rabbi Yechon was arguing that there's a bigger chiddush of tafas lashon rishon where it's not mashma the person's being chayzer. Meaning maybe Beis Shammai's svara of tafas lashon rishon is only true when we assume he's for sure contradicting himself. So then, first he said, I want to bring a mincha. Then he's saying, I don't want to bring a mincha because he said, Menah Adashim. So there Beis Shammai will suffer as Lashon Rishon. But it's not so mashma that the two statements are contradicting each other. Maybe he's merely making a mistake. Maybe then Faker, maybe then you don't say Tafas Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you were okay, Chizkiyah, explaining the Mishnah according to Beis Shammai, I don't see why you should have walked away from your pshat because of the fact that the Mishnah said Minasayrim, because you're assuming that Minadashim would be the bigger chiddush. I could argue Minasayrim is the bigger chiddush. On the one hand, Adashim is the bigger chiddush, granted, because it only makes sense according to Beis Shammai, not according to Beis Hillel. So from that standpoint, the Mishnah, if the Mishnah means Beis Shammai, it should have said Menadashim to make it clear that what's going on here is Tafas Lashon Rishon. But I could argue in the reverse, said Rabbi Yochanan, that maybe Menasairim, being that there's a svara to say that the two statements weren't contradicting each other, it's just that the person was making a mistake. Maybe you don't have the halach of Tafas Lashon Rishon there. Maybe Tafas Lashon Rishon is only when you make two contradictory statements. But when the statements are not contradictory, maybe you don't say Tafas Lashon Rishon. So maybe it doesn't even pass Beis Shammai by Sair. So the Mishnah is really Beis Shammai. The Mishnah could have said Adashim. The Mishnah chose to say Sair because the Mishnah actually thought that was the bigger Chiddush. Either way, Amaziri, another halacha regarding our Mishnah. Lo Ishanu, and the way Rashi seems to explain Zairi is that Zairi helped like Chizkiyah, Chizkiyah's original pshat, that the Mishnah is going according to Beis Shammai. And Zairi said as follows, Lo Ishanu Elo Da Amar Mincha, the only time it's true, Harei Olai Mincha Min HaSa'orim Yavi Min HaChitim, is if the person said Mincha. Now the truth is, if you look at Rashi, the top Rashi, Rashi has two pshatim, will be toughest Lashon Achrein. So we'll go with Rashi's second pshat. That the only time the Halacha of the Mishnah is true is if he said Harei Olai Mincha. But let's say he would say Harei Olai Min HaSa'orim. He would never utter the word mincha, then the halacha of the Mishnah would not be true. So harei olai mincha min ha-sa'orim, yavi min ha-chitin. But harei olai min ha-sa'orim, without saying the word mincha, then the halacha is not true. Yes, Rav Nachman, but a couple of Olash Maitz, Rav Nachman was saying, go over what he heard from Zairi. He said, Rav, the Rav Nachman. So Rav asked the kasha to Rav Nachman, how could Zairi have said that? I mean, read the Mishnah. The Mishnah has another case. Kemach yavi soilus. The lav the loy omar mincha? Doesn't it sound like he just said harei olai kemach? Where is the word mincha? Where it says, no, the Amar, mincha. It's talking about where he said, harei olai, mincha, with kemach. Who said he didn't say the word mincha? The next case, Rava asked. He said, beloy shemen v'levoyna. Yavi shemen u'levoyna. My lav, the loy Amar mincha. The Gemara says, loy, the Amar mincha. Maybe he did say mincha. Chatzi yisarin. Yavi yisarin shalim. Mishnah says, if he said, I want the mincha to be chatzi yisarin. Doesn't it sound like he just said, harei olai chatzi yisarin, without saying the word, harei olai mincha chatzi yisarin? Not like Zairi. Zairi said that halacha in the Mishnah is only true when he said the word mincha. So the Gemara says, my lav, the loy Amar mincha. Loy, the Amar mincha. Ihachi. But the Gemara says, and this is really what Rava was getting to, Ema seifa, yisarin imechza, yavi shnayin. If you said, harei olai yisarin umechza, you bring two. Kiva, the Amar mincha. See, here already, Rava asked the ganza kasha. Once he says the word mincha, sarei olai mincha isarin umechta. Once he says the word mincha, ki yom echatzi isar, ichayv lebi isarin. Ki yom echatzi isarin leklumu. Why don't we say that when he said chatzi isarin afterwards, it's already nothing? Because sarei olai mincha isarin, that's already a whole obligation. So maybe let's look at the second chatzi as if it's nothing. So the Gemara says, loitzricha da amah, harei olai mincha chatzi isarin v'isarin. He didn't say harei olai mincha isarin and then add the chatzi isarin. First he mentioned the chatzi isarin, then he mentioned the isarin. The kibin da amah mincha ichayv lebi isarin, ki amah chatzi isarin v'loi kum ka'amar. Says the Gemara, ki hadar amar isarin, maisi isarin achriti. So when he says isarin afterwards, now he has to bring already his second isarin. Ihachi, if that's the case, Rab Shimon Poiter, Rab Shimon in the Mishnah says, yopater. Right? So the last line of the Mishnah was, Rab Shimon Poiter, shaloi hisnadev kiderech hamisnadvim. Freak the Gemara, amai. Why, according to Rab Shimon, are you potter? What's the loi hisnadev kiderech hamisnadvim? The Gemara's assumption was that if he never said the word mincha, then he wasn't his nadiv, kiderech hamisnadvin. All he said was, harei olai min ha-sa'irin, harei olai b'loi shemen v'levoyna, harei olai chatzi sarin. He was loyis nadiv, kiderech hamisnadvin. But if he said, harei olai mincha, why is he loyis nadiv, kiderech hamisnadvin? The toughest lashon rishon is kiderech hamisnadvin. Harei olai mincha, he could have stopped right there. So he said, harei olai mincha min ha-sa'irin, harei olai mincha b'loi shemen v'levoyna, harei olai mincha kemach, harei olai mincha chatzi sarin. The first part of what he said is kiderech hamisnadvin. So what's Rav Shimon? So the Gemara thinks again that the loy hisnadiv kiderech hamisnadvin is because there is no, you can't isolate any part of what he said and say, oh, he said the right words. But if he said the word mincha, you can't. You could be tafas lashon rishon. So the Gemara says it's true. You could be tafas lashon rishon. Amar Rava, but Reb Shimon Meshitis Reb Yosi Amra Dama Afik Varadvar Vada Matfis, that you can't be tafas lashon rishon in halacha. Meaning Reb Shimon's loy hisnadiv kiderech hamisnadvin does not mean that there's no three words in his statement that you could isolate that's a real Kabbalah of Mincha. That's Kiderech HaMisnadvin. There is. The problem is he didn't just say three words. You can't just cut and paste what he said. You have to look at everything he said, which is Shitas Rabbi Yossi and Shas, of Af Bigmar Dvar of Adam Matvis. And if you're going to take the statement in its entirety, he was Lohis Nadiv, Kidere Chamis Nadvin, because he said, Reelai Mincha, Menas Oirin, Reelai Mincha, Belay Shema Velavaina, etc., etc. Either way, this concludes the first part of the Daf, or the second part of the Daf, which really appears many places in Shas. And that's this Shaila of where somebody makes contradictory statements. Are you tough as Lashon Rishay? Are you tough as Lashon Achroin? Rabbi Yossi Shita Af Bigmar Dvorov Adam Matfis. I mean, we had two applications of it. One, the Sugis of Menachis, that's why we're learning it right now, where somebody said Areolai Mincha, but Min HaSa'irin, or Areolai Mincha, B'lei Shemim V'Lavoyna. The toughest Lashon Rishon is Areolai Mincha. Once you get involved in the Lashon Achroin, then you have, it's not clear what the person was thinking or what the person was saying. Another example that the Mishnah gave, or that the Gemara gave, was the Mishnah Masechtas Nazir. Hareini Nazir, but then he said, Min HaGroigris, Min HaDevil. This comes up in other areas as well. A lot in Chayshim Mishpat, where people write shtaris and this theorist between the first part of the shtar, the second part of the shtar. Either way, weiter zok the Mishnah, Misnadev Adam, Mincha, Shel Shishin Isare. A person can bring a neder or a nedava, Karbe Mincha, up to 60 Isroinois. And it can make a one large Mincha. So the minimum share of a Mincha is one Isarin. What's the maximum share? That's his Mishnah. So the Mishnah, up to 60 Isroinois. What if you said 61? Maybe Shisha Bekliacha. So 60 in one Keli. The Echad Bekliacha. And then one in the other Keli. It can't be one Mincha. Each Mincha has a maximum share of 60 Isroinois. What's the reason for it? So the Mishnah gives two reasons. Number one, Shekein Hatzibur Mevi Biyantav Verishin Shal Chag Shechaliyah Is B'Shabes Shishin Ve'echad. Because the most Isroinois of a Mincha that the Tzibur will ever bring is 61 Isroinois. So if you plot out the whole year, every possibility of Yontif falling in on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, on a Tuesday, you work it all out. The most Isroinus of Soilus that the Tzibur is ever going to bring is 61 Isroinus, and that was brought on the first day Sukkot, when it fell out on Shabbos. But being that the maximum is 61, Dayo Liyachid, Shupachos Meratzibur, the Yachid should be less than the Tzibur. How much less? One less is enough. So if the maximum of the Tzibur is 61, then the maximum of the Yachid is going to be 60. Now, how do you get 61 with the Tzibur? Why on the first day Sukkot? Because we know on Sukkot, the Karban Musaf was made up of many, many, many Karbanas. So every single day, there were Parim that were brought, there were Kfasim that were brought, there were Elim that were brought. How many Parim? So throughout Yontif, 70, the Shivim Parim, Keneged, the Shivim Umois, Shmini Atzeres, that's the Suda Ketana with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the first 70 days, all the Parim that were brought Keneged the Umois. And the way they were brought were Poiches V'Hoylech. The first day Sukkos was 13, second day was 12, third day was 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. B'Shamay holds that on Chanukah, when you light the Menorah, you're not Moisech V'Hoylech like Beis Hillel, you're Poiches V'Hoylech. You light 8 the first day, 7 the second day, 6 the 8th day. Why? So the Gemara says in Perek, remember, Adlikin Keneged Pari Achag. The Pari Achag were Poiches V'Hoylech. So it was 13, 12, 11, 10. Now if you count 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, you're going to get 70. That's the 70 Parim that were brought. Additionally, there were 14 Kfasim that were brought every day on Sukkot, and there were 2 Elim that were brought every day Sukkot. Now, the Parim were brought with 3 Isroinois. We had this in a Mishnah earlier. 3 Isroinois of Soilus. So on the first day Sukkot, there were 13 Parim that were brought. Each par was brought with 3 Isroinois. 13 times 3 is 39. There were 14 Kfasim that were brought every single day Sukkot. Each Keves had 1 Isarin. So that's another 14. That's 53. You had 2 Elim. Each aisle, the Mishnah said, was brought with 2 Isroinois. That's another 4. That's 57. Every day, they brought the Karban Tamid. Each keves of the Karban Tamid, Baboiker, Ubein Arbayim, was brought with, again, one Isarin. That's 59. And if you, first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so now they brought the Karban Musaf, which also was 2 kvasim. Each keves had an Isarin. You have 61 Isarinus. So the maximum, basic math, the maximum amount of Yisroinois were 61. Thus, it makes sense, Dayoi, for the Yochid to be Pachas Menatzibur Echad, that's why it's going to be one less. Amar Reb Shimon. So we have another Mishnah with Reb Shimon. V'aloi elu l'parim, v'elu l'kfasim. How could you compare? Here we're talking about bringing one mincha. Those were a whole bunch of different menachas. These were for parim, these were for kfasim. Ain't a nivlolim zemzeh. They weren't mished together. Elo, the reason must be something completely different. Ad shishim yecholim livala. Up to 60, it's possible to mix. But more than that, Amrulay, they told him, Shishim Nivlalim, Vishishiv Echad, Ey Nivlalim, does that make sense? Amalahem, yeah, it's a shir. Call me this Chachamim Kein. Barbam sa, who toivel? If a person goes into a mikveh that has Arbam sa, it's a good tefillah. Ubarbam sa, chasr karta, but if it's missing even a karta, any yog a little bit. So it's just like by a mikveh there's a shir, yeah, and if you miss the shir even by a kartiv, you're out. So to over here, 60 Yisroinis, you could be viable. More than 60 Yisroinis, you can't be viable. Zok the Gemara, a more elaborate version of this discussion. The Shaila was asked by Rabbi the Rabbi Loi. How do you know that if somebody takes upon himself to bring a carbon mincha made up of 61 Esrainos? So you can't bring one mincha of 61 Esrainos. Rather, you divide it into two. There's a mincha of 60 and there's a mincha of 1. So Pasach Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Reish HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. So Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, we know, was the Reish HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. So he was the first one to speak. He said what our Mishnah said. The maximum that a tzibur is ever going to bring on the first day Sukkot is when it falls out on Shabbos is 61 Yisroinis. So the maximum for the Yachid should be one less. I'm Reb Shimon. Follow Elu Parim Ve'Elu Kvas. Elu Bli Lasan Ava Ve'Elu Bli Lasan Racha. The texture of the blila is not the same. Elu Bli Lasan Shachris. Some were born in the morning. Ve'Elu Bli Lasan Ben Arba'im. Others were born in the afternoon. Ve'Ein of Lalim Ze'al Ze'al. Amulai. Said, okay. So Emarata. It's Reb Shimon. It's a good kashas. So Reb Shimon, what do you think the pshat is? How do you know that the maximum of one mincha is 60? Amulai. Told my Reyuayim. The pasuk says, V'chol mincha belula b'ashem en v'charev. Kfar Amra Torah. The Torah says, Avam mincha she'yechayla li balel. Bring a carbon mincha that could be mixed. Amalei. So he told him, B'shishim nivlalim, B'shishav echad ein nivlalim. You mean to say that, being that it has to be belula, you could only mix up to 60? Does that make sense? 60 you can mix, 61 you can't mix. Amalei, he said, yeah, call me this chachamim kenu. Barbam sahu toivel, barbam sahasar kartav, ein yachal itfal. Kebeya, if you have oichel, the size of a beya, metamatumas oichlin, kebeya chasar shum shum, but if it's missing a shum shum, ein metamatumas oichlin. Shloishal shloisha, metamim medris. If you have a beggar that's shloishal shloisha, it could be makabel tumas medris. Shloishal shloisha chasanim achas, ena metame medris. But freak the Gemara, and this next Gemara is a classic, and it's one of the most often quoted Gemaras in Shas. I will speak on raid on this tomorrow. But v'chi ein nevlolim my havi. Who cares that you can't mix 61? That's a reason for it to be a problem. V'tanan, didn't the Mishnah say im loy bol al kasher? Bishlema, if the bila is ma'akev, so I understand. You can only be boilal up to 60. So being that you can't be boilal more than 60 is very nice, so it's for that reason you can't have a mincha of 61. But imloy boilal is kosher. Bila is anyways not ma'akev. So if it's not ma'akev, how could that be the reason that the mincha can't have more than 60? Amar Rab Zeris said, Kala ro'i lebila, ain bila ma'akeves boy. V'chol she'ene ro'i lebila, bila ma'akeves boy. It's true, bila is not ma'akev. But what is ma'akev? That the mincha should be ra'oi labila. So kala ra'oi labila ain bila ma'keves boy. And that's why the Mishnah says in Loi Bala Kosher. But if you're going to have a mincha that's not even ra'oi labila, over there the halacha is bila ma'keves boy. So this is an often quoted Maimer Chazal. Kala ra'oi labila ain bila ma'keves boy. V'chol she'ain ra'oi labila bila ma'keves boy. What's the context? Now you know the rest of the story. The context is that there's a maximum shear of how many Yisroinos of Soilus of Mincha could have. The shear is 60. 61 is possible. Zok Rav Shimon, why? Because 61 you can't be boiled. Does it make sense? Kol midas chachamim kachi. But the reason it's possible is because you can't do the bila. Freak the Gemara, who cares you can't do the bila? The Mishnah says, I'm like bal al kasha. Zok the Gemara, it's true you don't have to physically do the bila, but it has to be royal bila. That's the Mishnah. Imloy balal kasher ein bila ma'keves by. But v'chol she'ein royal bila, like in our Mishnah, we have 61 Yisroinis. There the halacha is bila ma'keves by. Exhale. So I just thought to go back one last time to what we spoke about at the beginning of the week, and that is the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, as it relates to v'yasafto digonecha. Rabbi Shmuel in Brachas Lamed Hayam and Bey says Hanig Behem Minig Derecheretz. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says Efsha Adam Chayrish B'Shas Chrisha V'Zerei B'Shas Rira V'Koytze B'Shas Ktsira Teira Matalea Matehayola Elo Kam B'Zman She Yisrael Oisim Ritzayin Yishamakim Kam B'Zman She Ein Oisim Ritzayin Yishamakim. How it stems with the Gemara Menachis Daf Tzadik Tes Amed Beis, but there's a Mahalach from the Chassam Sofer that I didn't feel we could leave on the table. Now this Chassam Sofer is in Chidushik Chassam Sofer al Hashas. It's tucked away. It's a Masechta Sukkah. It's in Perek Lulav HaGazel. And the context over there is an Esrog HaKushi. The Mishnah says an Esrog HaKushi is kosher. An Esrog that's Doima LaKushi is possible. So what does an Esrog HaKushi mean? It means just like a Kushi is Mishunah, this Esrog is Mishunah as well. So if the Esrog is a Esrog HaKushi, the Halach is its kosher. If it's only Doima LaKushi, then the Halach is its possible. So the Chassam Sofer brings as follows. Shamati Mimoyer V'Rebbe Aflozatzal. B'hodah Pligi Rav Shimon Ba'yichoy V'Rebbe Shmuel. Roish Perakets Mevarchen. U'maskinon. Har Be'yasuk Rav Shimon Ba'yichoy V'lo Yolso B'yoda. Amar Ruzal. Listen to what the Aflo said. Dvarim Nifla, Dvarim Kedoshim from the Hafla. He said, Har Be'yasu Kirab Shimon Ba'yichoy V'lo Yolso B'yoda. He says, you know why it was also be Adam? Because they only went Kirab Shimon Ba'yichoy with the Kof Adimyon. But they didn't do mamish what Rav Shimon Ba'yichoy did. The Vaday said the Hafla, Misha Kavanosu L'Shem Hashem, Haboichin Machshevoysav, V'yodeya Eshtenoysav, Bevaday Yale B'yodah. Hashem will for sure make it work out. Elohim also Kirab Shimon Ba'yichoy. Nidmulai. They acted the part a little bit. But they didn't really do what he was supposed to do. So the Hafla teached Al Piderech, Drush, or Chsidus. He said, an Esrig, we know, is Merumas to the Tzaddik. An Esrig, HaKushi. An Esrig, that's literally Mishuna B'maisav. It's Rav Shimon Ba'yichoy. The halach is going to be kosher. But an Esrog that's only Doim of HaKushi, it's Kir Rav Shimon Ba'yichoy. That Esrog is possible. Because if you're going Rav Shimon Ba'yichoy, you're doing it 100% with the Gansa Ganskite, that's good. That's going to work out. But when it's Kir Rav Shimon Ba'yichoy, then it's Har Be'yasu Kir Rav Shimon Ba'yichoy, but I also be other. Either way, listen to what Chassam Sofer writes. Mikan Ve'elach, so Chassam Sofer quotes his Rebbe. And then he says, Toisefes Dvarei, from what I'm going to tell you now, it's not my rabbi, this I'm talking. Talmidei ha-pa'ut kemoinu. The anivos from the Chassam Sofer. Either way, Nirlan says the Chassam Sofer. We know this machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichoy. So what's Pashup Shana Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel said, Hanuk ben minig derech eretz ve'osavtu deganecha. And again, this is something that if the Chassam Sofer didn't say, nobody else could say. Says the Chassam Sofer, I believe, Nirlan is daiti. Rabbi Shmuel nami loy omar, mikrov ye'osavtu deganecha elu b'eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel only said his Allah in Eretz Yisrael. V'roiv Yisrael shruyin, where roiv of Klai Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Yidden are living where they belong, which is Al Admas Kodesh in Eretz Yisrael. Over there, Ha'avoida Bekarka Gufa Mitzvah. Working, V'asavta Degonecha, is a mitzvah. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. U'lahoitzi Peiroseh HaKdoshim is a mitzvah. V'alzeh Tzivsa HaTayra V'asavta Degonecha. U'bayaz, who was the God of Ladar, was Zayra Goyer Nasa'ir in Alayla. Mishuv Mitzvah, because it was a mitzvah. U'ki'ilu Toymar, lo yaniach tfilu b'bnei shani oisik p'tayra. So says the Chassam Sofer. This is amazing. You want to know why Rabbi Shmuel said, be v'yosafta deganecha, hanik b'minik derech eretz, because v'yosafta deganecha in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. So imagine a person would say, it says, lo yom shtei fatar is amipicha v'giz v'yom v'layla, I'm not going to put on tefillin. No, you put on tefillin. You can even put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. It's not bittul Torah. Why not? Because a mitzvah. You're being mekayim a mitzvah. V'yosafta deganecha, in Eretz Yisrael, says the Chassam Sofer is a mitzvah. U'ki'ilu toimar lo yoniach tefillin. B'pnei shani oisik b'teirah, hacha nami. Lo yeyomer lo yeyesef degani b'pnei esik ha-teirah. Ve'efsher afilu shar umniyois. She'yesh behem yishuv ha-oilom. Could be other jobs, not just v'yosafta deganecha. As long as the toyeles is yishuv ha-oilom, it could be haklo b'chlo mitzvah. It's considered a mitzvah. Abuk shana b'fuzor b'umayis ha-oilom. But we're in the umayis ha-oilom b'aveyesenu ha-rabim. V'chol shemar b'oilom yishuv. And by us being miyashuv the oilom, it's moisav avoydas Hashem churbin. It's bad for the avoydas Hashem. Moide Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichoy. V'azeh anu soymchen al Rab Nehuroi. And that's why we rely on Rab Nehuroi. B'mishna b'sayf kedushin. Maniach ani kol umnev shuba'oilom. V'eine melamed b'ni ala Torah. Zok techsam soifer. Hainu b'chutz la'aretz. Wow, unbelievable. And then he teaches it in Esrog HaKushi, Esrog HaDoim HaKushi. But either way, Dvarim Niflam, says the Halakha Chassam Sofer, yeah, there seems to be a steer in Rabbi Shmuel. On the one hand, there's a Rabbi Shmuel that says, V'yasafta deganecha hanik ben minik derech eretz. And then you have maybe Rabbi Shmuel and Menachas ben Tesam, Tzadik Tesam and Beis, although the Chassam Sofer doesn't quote that. And you have Rabbi Nehuroi in the end of Masechtas Kedushin, Maniach ani kol umnesha ba'olam, Ve'eni melamedes b'ni ala Torah. But the Chassam Sofer at the end says, Holon v'holohu. There's two dinim. again, there's the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and there's Bnei Chutz La'aretz. For the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, for that it's V'yosafta D'ganecha. Why? Because V'yosafta D'ganecha is a mitzvah. It says the Chassam Sofer, it's a mitzvah like putting on tefillin. And just like a person can't say, it says La'yomer Sefer HaTorah Zemibicha, V'yagiz V'yomer V'laylo, Lo'yaniach tefillin, so too a person can't say, Lo'yaseif D'gani, because V'yosafta D'ganecha is a mitzvah. And says the Chassam Sofer, not only V'yosafta D'ganecha. Safta D'ganecha is the binyanav to any work that involves Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that will be considered a mitzvah. But because we're in Chutz La'aretz, so in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. To the contrary, it says the more we're miyashiv the oilam, the more it brings churban to avodas Hashem. Al ze anu soimchen, that's what Rav Nuroi meant when he said, "Maniach ani kol umnisha ba'olam ve'eni melamed b'ni el ha'Torah."